Hey Marcus, Strangers Chapter 1 review.
What's going on, Alamo State Mully Talk fans? As always, I'm your host, Ryan D, aka Ryan680.
I'm Angela, that Kelly Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. And if you have not already, ladies and gentlemen, moviegoers out there, if you have not already, be sure to like, share, subscribe to us on our Alamo City Movie Talk page. Be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and be sure to hit that subscribe button, you know, you want to. And thanks for stopping by. Thanks for talking movies with us, by the way. And Angela, you know, a movie like this, and obviously it's already said in the title and everything, you did not see the first Strangers, correct?
I do not believe so, unfortunately.
Yeah.
If I have, it's been a long time. I know the first one came out several years ago in 2008.
Yeah, a long time ago, yeah.
So it's been a while.
Yeah. You know, I got to say, the Strangers of the 2008 version, I was very young when I first saw that movie. Mm-hmm. Very young. And when I first saw that film, it gave me the creeps. It was a very interesting take because of the fact that a lot of gory moments are in here that are just, it's just, they don't say a word. In the original, in the 2008 version, they don't say a word. All they're doing is just, but the graphics at the time, it was very gory. It was very graphic. And the stabbing, you could hear the stabbing. You can hear just the flesh cutting. I mean, you name it. It's just, it's a very, it wasn't like Saw in a way. It was more so of the, point is that you're excluded from, you're in this cabin.
Secluded.
And it's a very far away. It's almost like a paradise, right? You would think. And this is like literally, it's literally a random situation to where you just got done going from a wedding. And it's like, it just happens to a random couple. And then they were going to make part two, which they did make part two. And I didn't watch that because it just, I watched like the first 30 minutes of it. And I was just like, I'm not finishing this. This was just not what the first one brought. Okay. And I got to admit though, you know, Scott Speedman and Liv Taylor, they acted in the first one, and they were spot on, fantastic. Granted, they, you know, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen The Strangers, I do apologize. I'm going to mention it, but they do get massacred pretty much, and then at the very end, I believe the girl lives, or the girl wakes up from, you know, from being stabbed, and so she's the one that actually lives. But regardless, though, you know, this is definitely something different. And at the same time, though, they were supposed to do an origin to where why did they do it?
Okay,
right? Why did they do it? What in their mind make them become the way they are? Almost like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies. Remember the Texas Chainsaw the beginning. Remember that one, the beginning? So it was very similar to that, where like, we're going to go back to the origin of Texas Chainsaw. Why did he do it? Mm-hmm. And that was pretty much the premise here. But
so if you haven't already guessed, we are going to be reacting to the trailer for, I guess, this. Would you call it a sequel? It's not a sequel. It's an origin.
No, I wouldn't even say well, we'll see. I don't know. I haven't seen the trailer, so we'll see. We'll never know.
The Strangers Chapter 1.
Yeah.
That's what we're reacting
Strangers
to.
Chapter 1, guys. Let's get right to it. Let's talk about this movie. Let's go.
Do you know what today is?
Today is the third day of our 3-day road trip across the country.
Or our 5-year anniversary. What a cool little town. I actually like this so much better than a hotel.
It looks like the exact same cabin too.
I'll bet the people who live here are really happy.
Tough crowd, right?
Interesting.
Hi.
It's gonna be
Hi.
Children, right?
That's very new.
Do you hear that?
Hear what?
The silence. It's nice.
Yeah, nice.
Is Tamara here?
No.
I think you have the wrong home.
Okay.
That was weird.
Isn't this the same premise as the original? Absolutely not.
Oh, man.
You are the messiest eater on the planet.
Lock the front door!
Oh, okay. Oh, hey.
Why are you doing this to us?
Because you're here.
They spoke.
Interesting. Okay. Did they speak in the...
No. No, they don't.
That's funny. Yeah, I've never, it doesn't ring a bell. So, like, it seems I've read the synopsis online. So
we gotta read. We'll watch it before.
Well, obviously, yeah. But it seems very similar to like the plot, right? And I'm kind of curious because I don't know if they ever explain in the first two movies why, like you said, they didn't have like an origin per se of why it started.
Yeah,
I wonder if they'll maybe touch on that in this one. Not just kind of have the repeat, but I wonder if they will explain it further as to like why this is happening.
You know, I really think so because even in the trailer, they really say like how they became the strangers in a way. But at the same time, though, you know, in the first one, they don't. It literally starts off. They get off of a party. You can tell, and then they just go. They don't go to this store. They don't go. They don't show the environment that they're in. The excluded environment. You just know it's a cabin. They're by themselves. Mm-hmm. They're like, and there's like another separate barn as well. And they're like, oh, this is so great. It's like an Airbnb almost. When Airbnb was very popular. When they were coming up.
It's a rental. Yeah. So, but yeah. I mean, you couldn't pay me to live or to. Even for like a day or so to live in a cabin in the woods. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Why not?
Because movies like this are very terrifying because you don't know what could happen. Yeah. And I like that it preys upon that like seclusion. You're by yourself. Literally no one's there to rescue you.
Yeah.
And then it's almost a sense of like psychological torture because it's like, they're kind of messing with you because they're like, why are you doing this? And it's like, because you're here. I really like it. I love the main actress. I recognize her from Riverdale. She's Cheryl Blossom. She's great.
Madalena, I think.
Yeah, I think it's Madeline Petch. I don't know how to pronounce her name. But I really like her. The guy seems familiar, but I don't recognize him in a lot of things. And I think he was in Night Agent, which I did not see. It's a TV show.
Okay.
I think it's one of those shows. Looks like it's very bodyguard-ish, but like super spy-ish. But I really, really hope they can carry this movie because it's going to take a lot of good acting. I hope there's not too many jump scares that are predictable. A lot of movies like this tend to be predictable.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it doesn't go that route. I hope that it throws in new ways to surprise us and scare us and terrify us. Even if it doesn't have a lot of gore, it doesn't have to be super over-the-top gory.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be thrilled and have that suspense draw me in and you know, kind of be in the audience and be like, don't do it.
Don't do it, girl. So here's the thing. Here's the thing with me and the trailer. I'm excited. I'm excited because this is something very, a project to where like, I feel like it's a small budget. Again, I don't know the budget of this, but I feel like it's a small budget because it's only one set really in reality. But now there's two sets or a few more. But but the first one was just the one set. But I'm kind of on the fence because I wish they would have said anything in the trailer. I feel like you should have waited to put that in the movie.
Okay.
Two, you know, this trailer and everything, the jump scares, okay, all right, it's okay, it's whatever. But at the same time, though, I'm kind of like, I'm hoping those are not the best jump scares they're going to do. So that's another takeaway because, again, this is coming from me that really liked the 2008 version.
Right.
So... That's another on the fence questionnaire.
I wonder if they're going to do new jump scares because it's obviously almost a similar premise, right? They're excluded in the woods and then you have these strangers kind of essentially kidnap him and try to kill him, right?
Yeah.
I hope we will see. Like I said, I've never seen it. We'll see it before. We'll rewatch it before we watch this one.
Yeah.
I hope they do new inventive ways of doing jump scares in a sense. Like, I don't want them to just do kind of like a play-by-play, similar stuff. I hope it's new and refreshed.
Yeah. So here's my other on the fence thing. Again, I'm just speaking hypothetically. I almost feel like that they're kind of leading us on to who's behind it. Because, again, they go to this small gas station. Mm-hmm. And I feel like maybe one of them. I don't know. I just hope it doesn't become. I'm not saying it is, but I'm just saying I hope the movie doesn't become too predictable to where, like, I already knew it's them. They look like they would. It's just kind of like you're at a cabin. Which, like, I don't know. It's just I just don't want it to be that predictable in that way. I do, and I agree. Yeah, it does really help. It really relies on the two on the two leads here at the same time. But I mean, they have to look scared. They have to look not so. I mean, they have to act not so stupid, I guess, in a way. But again, it goes back to where, like, can Lionsgate really pull this off on the scares and everything? And I mean, they really hit it off on certain movies. They have, and then, but at the same time, though, it's like I didn't expect it to come out this very, very soon. So, yeah, Maze around the corner. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if there's been a lot of marketing. I haven't personally seen a lot of
marketing. No. So, this is the first image got released yesterday, and then the first trailer got released today. So, that's the marketing. So, it just started.
That's
so
a little worrisome. But I have faith. Okay. I have faith in my girl, Riverdale, all the way. So, I will say, though, I agree with you guys. I echo those sentiments. Hope is not too predictable, but you never know. We will rewatch the first one. Do you want to watch the second one?
So Lionsgate actually bought this project, and it's actually signed on to do three movies. This is the first one.
Interesting. I did
hear a rumor, by the way, put on comments down below. I did hear a rumor that all three were filmed back to back to back.
Okay. I could see that. Okay.
That's why it's chapter 1, 2, and 3.
So I'm hoping with that in mind, it has a good, solid story.
Yeah, it has
It has to. I don't want to hear about reshoots and recuts and all this nonsense. Like, stick to the story. I have high hopes. So yeah. Now that I know it's a three-part thing, that it's going to have a lot of story. It's going to have a lot of background.
I mean, I hope so.
I hope so. That's all we can do. We can hope for it. So I hope they execute it right. I hope the scares are there. I hope that it's very entertaining. And I can't wait.
Yeah, no, same here. I'm very particular when it comes to horror movies and everything. I mean, look at what we're getting from Universal, a teddy bear that's haunted, or a teddy
that's terrifying. I think transforming anything you find comfort in a childhood and just completely being like, this is the object of the terror, that's genius, right? Because a teddy bear is supposed to represent comfort when you're a child. Yeah. That's your safe space. And then it's not.
Yeah.
Actually.
And I'm interested to see what they say and everything, because again, I just feel like they should have saved that for the movie itself. And I'm sold on it. I'm still gonna watch this in theater, guys. Don't get me wrong. I'm excited for this movie. I'm excited for this project. I just hope they filmed it appropriately.
Do right by the project.
Do right by the 2008 version. But yeah, I'll leave it at that. Question is for you guys. What did you think of this trailer? Put in comments down below. Did you enjoy this trailer? Did you hate it? Put in comments down below, guys, because we are ready to see this. May can't come any soon. And I'm always interested to see revamps, remakes of horror films and everything. I'm excited for most of them. And yeah, I'll leave it at that, guys. Question is for you guys. What did you think? And thank you for stopping by. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D. A.K.A. Ryan680.
I'm Angela Thakadian.
This is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Thank you so much once again. Have a good one. Do not forget, like, share, subscribe to us. We got the Oscar party coming out very soon. We'll be reacting to the Oscar.
Man, it's almost here.
Yeah. It's almost here, guys. We'll be reacting to the Best Picture nominees here. We'll be talking about all the categories that are going to come out for the Oscars. Cannot wait.
It's almost here.
Yeah, we'll be doing a little live video there, so be on the lookout for that as well. Have a good one, guys. Stay safe. Latest.